2018 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
I'm going to call this meeting to order. And I'll start off with a roll call. Director Crawford, not yet here. Director Hollis is here. Director Chastain is on the teleconference. Here. Director Reeves, that's the committee. And then Director Morris is also in attendance.
Is Jim calling in or coming?
I'm
going to
be late.
Okay, so Director Henderson's not yet on, but is expected to join us. So the first action is approval of the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at it?
Move approval of the agenda as written.
Is there a second?
Second.
The agenda as written has been moved and seconded. Any discussion? We'll vote on that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? It passes. The second is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting on September 13th. Has everyone had a chance to look at those?
Brief as they are, I approve. Yeah. I move for approval of the minutes of the September 13th meeting as written.
Second. Okay, the meeting minutes from September 13th has been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of the minutes as written, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the motion passes to approve the minutes from September 13th meeting. I don't know. Is anyone to be heard? No. So I don't have any members that are here to be heard, so we'll move to new business. There is no new business on the agenda, and so I will take a motion to go into executive session.
I will move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175C1 and 3. The Board of Directors, Operations Committee, go into executive session to 1. Discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2. Discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
So I have a motion to go into executive session. Is there a second? And this motion's been seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of going into executive session, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? We're now in executive session. And almost 7 o'clock. Let's see. We're going to go through director comments. And I'm going to start with the people who are not present in the room. So, Bettina.
Well, thanks. This is, you know, it's always sitting on the video is not nearly as fun as being in the room and seeing everybody's body language. I was really just staring at the back of Harold's head. And, but it's all good. I'm glad I can at least participate via the video. I think that's good. There's still lots and lots and lots of things to do. So I would encourage everyone, because we have this meeting and we have one more coming up on the 22nd before, you know, our projected board meeting on the 24th where, you know, we hope to be able to take a vote. So I would encourage everyone to put together your list of concerns, of things that are just gnawing at you, that, you know, you really would love to have answered in your mind before we go to that critical vote. And I would suggest that you do it sooner than later to give the team time to address those concerns and any information that you need or data that you need. If you could send that to me and I'll have Connie consolidate all that. I think we've all got to get all of our questions answered to be able to make ourselves feel like we've been fully informed for the vote. So I would just ask you to do that, and I just want to thank the staff for continuing the good work, and I know you're under a lot of pressure and a huge time crunch, so we just appreciate you working through it with us all. Thank you.
Thanks, Director Chastain. Director Henderson, would you like to do director comments?
I know this is a lot of effort on our brave right parts, and I want to make everybody aware that, you know, we are human beings and we have certain frailties. I hope everybody, you know, if you have some issues, tell everybody, because that brings the group together better, and we all help each other through any. Don't be embarrassed by things that seriously challenge you, because we need to help each other through this exercise, and it is everybody's learning awful lot of effort and an awful lot of sleepless nights. So lean on everybody, because everybody's there to help. Thank you.
Thanks, Director Henderson. Director Hollis.
At the risk of repeating myself, I do once again want to thank Lee and all the staff that's been working on this tremendous amount of effort, and your patience for putting up with us trying to understand what the key issues are. I think that, you know, I look at all the answers that have been provided and the concerns put to rest that you have already done, and again, thank you for that. We still have some. Certainly, we recognize the importance of this decision and the weight that it carries, and I think that, you know, trust that you understand that we take this very seriously. We want to help make the right decision here and make the right decision. So bear with us. We're getting there. You're doing a great job of educating us when we have the concerns, and thank you. Please continue. I think that we are getting there, so appreciate it.
Thank you, Director Hollis. Director Moore.
Sure. Thank you so much for all of the work to prepare and bring us material. And I also appreciate, I feel a little blurry-eyed in this particular meeting, but I feel better and better about the deal and the information that you guys have provided and the due diligence. And every question I have, I feel like gets answered and satisfied. So I feel pretty good about where we are. And I appreciate, as we move closer and more information comes, I really want to hear from staff who are presenting, if there's something that we're not paying attention to or something that we're glancing over or just kind of moving through. Like, I appreciate so much that Arthur was like, no, I want to talk to you about the board resolution, even though we had kind of been like, okay, we're done with item five. That's the kind of stuff that I think is really helpful to focus the board's attention and to make sure that we get through all the stuff that we're supposed to, so that at the end we don't surprise you and be like, oh, where was this discussion? And things like that. So I totally appreciate the opportunity for the staff to come and be like, pay attention to this part, or, you know, we really need feedback on this, or we really want to gauge how you're feeling about this as we move forward and talk to this party. That's the kind of stuff that I think really helps. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the other board members and all the work that everybody is doing to make sure that we look at stuff and show up and be prepared. I really do appreciate it, and I feel really excited about where we are today.
Thank you. Director Reeves?
Well, I love the comment by one of our advisors today, whom I shall not identify, who said, committed parties should be able to resolve all outstanding issues. I wrote that down in gigantic blue letters, and I think that's a great way to end the discussion from my perspective.
Great. Thank you. Arthur, you've been in the hot seat sort of tonight. Do you have any comments?
Well, I think the overall process that we go through and the discussions that we have, I think are excellent. And I think it's really a necessary part of the overall process so that when, at the end of the day, when we walk out, we know we've done our due diligence. And if there's any areas that we're missing, we can identify those and get our concerns addressed. And it's a very healthy way to go through so that we're all feel comfortable at the end of the day that we've done everything we possibly can. We've talked about all the issues and identified all the areas of concern so that we do end up with a very good product and a good result that we can bring forward to the membership. So I think that I think what we're doing satisfies that.
Thank you. Lee, did you have any comments?
No, I just I apologize for not being there, but Arthur, as usual, is doing a fantastic job. I really do appreciate what staff does, and I appreciate what the board does every day. And it does take a team to make this work, and I think we've got an excellent team. We might think about having a special board meeting on either the 5th or 6th of November. Those are both audit and finance committees. So if there is something that's just trailing that we need final approval on something, it may not hurt just to put it down on the schedule so we have it confirmed. And with that, thank you very much.
And just nice try, Bettina. do you have a comment you wanted to say? We can't hear you. You're on mute.
Sorry, I just have a comment on scheduling something for the 5th or 6th of November. I think both Susan and I will be out, so we have to have somebody just with think on that. We have to have somebody present in the room, one of the two of us, to lead that meeting. So just a FYI on that particular date.
All right. And a couple quick comments for me. What I really realize is how the vast amount of information that the board members are receiving from all of you, and it's in an effort to help educate us, which is very good. I appreciate that. But it's really something the board members, we need to make sure we're staying up to speed on what's coming out. I think over the next, especially the next 2 weeks, there's potential a lot of information. And so don't wait until the night before to look on board and go through it. Make sure that you're monitoring and you're staying up to speed with what information's out there so we can support the leadership, senior leadership team as best we can. We all have crowded calendars, and we're going to see that for the next few months. So, but overall, thank you very much. I think you guys are doing a great job. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.